For those of you just joining us, let's get you up to speed on what is shaping up to be the political upset of the century. Though we are still waiting on a few districts in Ohio to report, currently Sequoia Voting Systems machine number DRE700, serial number 34491, leads both Barack Obama and John McCain with 259 electoral votes. At this point, it looks like a voting machine is on track to become the next president of the United States. Joining us now in the War for the White House analysis bunker is Onion News Network reporter Jane Carmichael and senior election analyst Arnold Renfro. Jane, how did the DRE700 pull off this upset?
Andrea, the DRE700 is running extremely strong in districts that use electronic voting machines, where it has captured an incredible 100% of the vote.
Really?
In rural districts, ones that use paper ballots or lever machines, the DRE700 is getting no votes at all.
Arnold, why do you think that is?
Well, Andrea, you know, I think the people who have used electronic voting machines before are just more comfortable with the idea of having one as their president.
If you've never used a voting machine, you might be hesitant to vote for one.
Exactly, you know, but in broader terms, the DRE700 is a candidate that stands in stark contrast to politics as usual.
True.
Doesn't have any Washington experience. And from what we understand, it spent the first part of its life in a storage warehouse.
Wow.
And I think this shows the American people are really ready for a change.
Do you think McCain and Obama failed to gauge the mood of the country? Is that why the DRE700 is doing so well, Arnold?
No, I don't, Andrea. I think it was simply a case of the DRE being the superior candidate.
Really?
Has lots of bright colors and easy to use touchscreen, and clearly a lot of voters just found that very appealing.
Truly a remarkable night. The
yes,
Onion News Network War for the White House website has been getting a flood of emails. John Bunning of Missouri writes, I didn't vote for the machine or know anyone who did, but that's how democracy works. And this one from LPX776 in CA11, who writes, DRE700 is leader. Tremble before him and prepare to do his will. 110100110. Positive comments, really, considering most had never heard of the machine
before tonight.
Arnold.
I've just been told the results from Ohio are in, and we're ready to call the state for the DRE700.
Well,
wow. Yeah. That gives it a total of 289 electoral votes, which means that Sequoia Voting Systems machine number DRE700 will be the 44th president of the United States. Let's go live right now to Riverside, California, where it is about to make its victory speech. We seem to have lost that feed, and I'm sorry, but we seem to be having some technical difficulties.
It's not just you.
We appear to be having some kind of function. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Are you there?
We're going to ask our patient. I'm sure this is figured out.